This is a pretty serious video because at the moment you're probably seeing a bunch of articles floating around, and it was probably on last night's news as well as today, around how the market is collapsing within real estate here in Australia. What I want to do is break down exactly what's happening, how we can benefit from this information, and what we need to do to prepare in 2023 and beyond. At the end of the day, a lot of people, a lot of Australians have their money tied up in real estate. So it's important we pay attention and break down what this means for you. So if you're interested, keep watching. Hey guys, my name's Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now at the moment, you've already seen the warning signs. This is the worst housing decline in Australia in over 42 years. It can definitely get pretty scary, especially when you hear headlines like that. Now, when you see places like Sydney, they've dropped by 11 or 12%. Melbourne's pretty much similar at 8 to 10%. And then you've got markets within markets. So if you were to talk to someone over the weekend that lives in northwest of Sydney, you would find that they're actually seeing prices increase. But then you see other places in Sydney where the prices have decreased by much more than 10 or 12%. What you've got to do is look at these headlines and say, okay, I need some critical thinking here, because that doesn't mean the entire market's collapsing. It also doesn't take into context a few other factors that have caused this, and it may lead you to actually wanting to smash that like button because you're about to get some real good value. Now, I hope you like graphs and stats because that's what we're about to jump into right now. Now, what we can see here is BuyCoreLogic coming out and saying this is what the national home values historic periods of decline look like. And what we can see is a bunch of random colors, but I'm going to break it down in the easiest way possible. Let's start with the darkest color, which is 2022 to 23, which is the current period right now. Now, what we can see is 8 months since the peak of this market, and it's no coincidence that it's been aligned with the interest rates actually going up at such a significant pace. We've seen interest rates go up by 300 basis points in 8 months. The last time we saw 300 basis points was over the period of like 3 years. So to have it incline so quickly, we need to understand why. And if you've been following the channel for a while, you'll know it's because of inflation. If you are interested in more sort of content, definitely go and subscribe to the channel, and then go ahead and watch all the previous videos I've made on this channel because it's free, and you're probably gonna learn you're definitely going to learn more about real estate than you did in like 12 years of schooling. Plus, if you went to uni, that was a complete waste of time as well. So I urge you, dedicate some time, and I hope you don't get sick of hearing my voice. Now, the other one that I want to bring to your attention is 2017 to 2019. Now, this decline was severe, and it's pretty much at the levels that we are seeing right now. But this was very much drawn out. It happened over a period of 20 months. The market pretty much went sideways and slowly decreased. Whereas this time around, it feels like the Band-Aid's been ripped. And I'm not sure about you, but I'd prefer the Band-Aid to get ripped so you can get in, sort out inflation, interest rates go up, and then we go back into a normal market where we understand that the whole system is broken because it's based on debt and it's based on the devaluation of our currency. This is nothing new. This is not something that happened only a couple of years ago because of some pandemic. It has been the system time and time again. Now, yes, every cycle is pretty much the same, yet they'll have unique characteristics. And what we have in this cycle is a bunch of money getting printed because most of us had to stay at home because of this pandemic. So when you look at 2017 and 2019, you're like scratching your head going, what sort of pandemic happened back then? And yeah, you're right, nothing did, or at least here in Australia, it didn't significantly affect us. What happened was we had APRA come in and change the rules around banking and how we needed more responsible lending. Now, I would go on to say that that is the most important factor in the last 30, 40, or 50 years of real estate here in Australia. Some people don't really understand what happened during that time because maybe you weren't investing or you didn't have property at the time, or you were just simply not bothered to know about real estate because it was boring. Fortunately for me and fortunately for you guys, I was very much interested back then as I am today. And what we know is that during that time, we had borrowing capacity reduced significantly because buffer rates started getting introduced from banks. So once you see borrowing capacities reduced, the purchasing power of people, then that will then correlate to declines in mostly emotional markets, which are going to be traditionally your higher end of the market. So Sydney and Melbourne. Now that's pretty much the same thing that's happened right now, which is that the interest rates went up and that forced a lot of people to have their borrowing capacities reduced. Now suddenly you've got some people that have their borrowing capacities reduced, and then the other bunch of people that are going, well, hold up, this is the worst decline ever, and the prices are keep going down because the interest rates keep going up. Now you might be still in this boat, and I urge you to shift out of this boat because so many people are going to get left behind and the boat is pretty much going to sink. What I mean by that is that if you're sitting here and saying, well, interest rates have gone up by 300 basis points and the market declined by, I don't know, 9, 10%, Do I think it's going to go a lot worse than this? Do I feel like the interest rates are going to move up by another 300 basis points? Have they really come into effect yet? The mortgage cliff? A lot of these questions, to be honest, as an investor in real estate for like the last 8 or 9 years, I can tell you are pretty much irrelevant. When you've seen a majority of the rates go pass in through the economy already, you've got the last portion of it that really hasn't. We already have the RBA slowing down the increase of interest rates, and the rate at which prices are dropping in Sydney and Melbourne have already started plateauing. This is not the time to be thinking it could go lower. And when it could go lower, that's when I can buy. You could have your borrowing capacity completely wiped out. Maybe you can't borrow in 2 months, and then you're just completely out of the market until rates start cutting, which I do believe will happen in 2023. If you're interested in why I think that, definitely go check out this video. The main point I'm trying to make here is that don't try and pick the bottom, because if there's a good asset today, just pay the prices or what you think it's going to be worth in 2 to 3 months. That's pretty much put me ahead when it comes to the buyer's agency helping clients, as well as for myself over the last couple of years. Now, a big reason why I do levitate towards real estate is because when I see things like this, this is essentially a Woolworths catalog from about 40 to 50 years ago, and you can see how bad inflation can really be. A lot of the stuff here, like orange juice for 79 cents, you've got things like buying meats for 59 cents or 75 cents, and then you got apples at 39 cents, and you could get a whole roast chicken for $1.09. Now, some of these things on here have gone up by anywhere between 5x to 10x, which is actually absurd. But when you go and say, well, I don't want to invest into hard assets, you've got to understand how inflation works and why the devaluation of our currency means that anything you're saving, you're pretty much paying an inflation tax, which means if I go and save $100 this year and inflation really is about like 10%, I've actually gone and put $100 in, but it's actually only coming back out at $90, because now I can purchase $90 worth of goods today with the same amount of $100 that I had last year. Hopefully that made sense. Following on from that, you've got to also realize real estate is a long game. And what you don't want to get caught up in is the short-term market movements. Going out there and saying, oh, well, interest rates are going up, so that means prices are going down. I'm going to be really smart and then time the bottom. Real estate is not the same as shares, and it's not the same as crypto, because you can't just go out there tonight at 11 p.m. and say, ooh, now I'm going to buy some real estate. It doesn't work like that. You've got to find the right real estate. And what happens if there's no homes available in that suburb? You have to wait. And if you have to wait a couple of weeks, they're going to go and do a campaign. By the time you actually settle, it could be 3 months, could be 4 months, could even be 5 months. And by then, we could be going on the upswing and already have passed the best buying opportunity in this market. Over the past 30 years here in Australia, average prices of a house have gone up by 382%, which is basically a 3.8x over the last 30 years. If 30 years ago, you sat there and said, hey, you could pretty much buy property and then it'll go up by 380%, would you say yes?
Yeah, you would, because I would.
But if they then told you, well, there's no guarantee, plus over the next 30 year period, we're going to have a bunch of terrorism, we're going to have a bunch of pandemic issues, we're going to have this, we're going to have that, shutdowns and whatnot, you get scared, you get emotional, and you say,
yeah, I'm not going to do it. Right?
Now, there's nothing in life that's guaranteed. And I know there's so many flaws to what I've just said, but what I want you to do is take away the logic behind what I'm saying. The numbers here make sense. And more importantly, when you look at markets, when it comes to real estate, simply buying across the road or in your backyard isn't good enough. And you might be thinking, look, this guy's a buyer's agent. You know, he's trying to sell me some shit. Well, at the end of the day, if it's going to bring you value, that's why I provide the service. I'm not going to provide something and unethically operate because I want to make an extra dollar. I've got a machine of my own and it's growing, and I'm super passionate about helping people like yourself. That's why I have my details in the pinned comments down below in case you need it. Not everyone's going to want it. Not everyone's going to need it. And I would go to argue most people do need it, but maybe it's ego that stops them from actually going and asking for help. I don't want you to be that person. If you can go out there and get into the right asset and leverage someone else's skills to get the value, then I would be going for that option, because that's what I do in my daily activity. When it comes to housing, when it comes to markets and different markets and how they operate, in a year where housing has collapsed, interest rates went up by 300 basis points, and a lot of people are worried, we've gone out there and outperformed market again. We've been purchasing property for clients where we've actually gone and made gains of 5, 10, 15% across some of the markets we've purchased in. So if you can make money in a market that's going down, imagine what we can do when the market's going back up. Interest rates start cutting in late 2023, inflation is under control, and suddenly we're in a point where you're starting to chase your tail again because everyone else got ahead of you in making those actions in 2023. Now, I'm hoping you stayed all the way through and you're watching this right now, because because the most important chart is the one I'm about to show you. What this is showing you is the decline in average dwelling prices as well as the increases. Now, the most important thing here is that when you do have a year of significant growth, which we had in 2021, you will see a correction. You will see things calm down before they start taking off again. Now, what I want you to focus on is every single time over the last 42 years, every single time we've had a year of decline, guess what happens the year after? We go up, which is why I came out here on this channel a couple of months ago and said 2023 is going to be a year where most people will get it wrong, and that is where the biggest opportunities lie. If you're interested in seeing that breakdown, you should definitely go check out this video, because at the end of the day, too many will get caught up into what's happening right now. But if you look at something like 1988 and what happened years after that, you've then gone on this massive bull run for which lasted to about 2003. You had a couple of years of declines, but every single year, the year after, you had positive growth. So this year we should be expecting anywhere between 5% and 7% growth. I think in the markets that we're going for, we should be expecting anywhere between 8% and 13% yet again. It's pretty much been the yearly average for us. The pandemic is something that we put aside because that was a year of crazy growth where we did record about 25 to 26% growth that year. But what I'm focusing on is good locations, the right assets for the right people. If you are interested in that help, definitely reach out. And if you have enjoyed this video, smash that like button and share it with someone that's also worried and losing their minds, but they really shouldn't be. Right now is the time to get your head screwed on, because it's the time to get into the market and get a hold of the opportunities that are available. If not, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.